What do outsiders think of Roosevelt High School?
Don't go there. That's where all the bad kids go. That's what most people say about Roosevelt. They never went there. A lot of people think of Roosevelt as the worst. Once you get there, you see that it's a lot of hard work and determined to graduate students. Less drama than the homeschool and more supporting staff. At a homeschool, most classes have 25 to 30 students. All have to work at the same speeds. Here you are free to learn and work at your own speed instead of falling back like I did as a student at my homeschool.
I came to Roosevelt to catch up on credits, but people told me not to go there because of the kids that went there. They said the school is bad, but it's a very good school to go to. I earn credits fast, and it's easy to learn. I came to school because I used to play around in class. I didn't take school serious, so I ended up coming to Roosevelt to make up credits, and it helped me get back on track. I used to be a class clown. Now I'm learning and doing good in school.
When I first was told to don't go to Roosevelt because it was a bad school, I didn't know what to think about it. But now that I'm here, it's like it's nothing wrong. There's nothing to worry about. It was just a rumor. Roosevelt is actually a good school, low-key. The reason I came here is because I wanted to finish up high school after falling back behind in credits because of my freshman year when I didn't come to school. Now that I'm back in school and finishing up at a good school like this, when I can work at my own pace, it feels way better than before when I was working at my home school.
Some people say that Roosevelt is a bad school because it's an alternative school. And people say it's only for bad kids when there's some kids that just come to Roosevelt because of lack of credits or being a class clown at their home school. The difference between Roosevelt and my home school is that Roosevelt, I can work at my own pace. I can get my credits as fast. At my home school, I had to work at the same pace as other students. And at Roosevelt, you have less students.
Also at home schools, you had to work at the own speed of other students. So when other students got in trouble, that affected the whole classroom. If one student gets in trouble, everybody has to suffer the consequences. That can slow down a lot of graduation and grades. So you have to make up more work throughout the week than you would if that person didn't get in trouble.
The difference between Roosevelt and normal high school, you can go to field trips, your academy field trips, or like what you want to be in life, field trips and stuff like that. You will see like students that go to Roosevelt be like on the news and stuff, like helping the community out. In normal high school, you wouldn't see that because it's different.
At Roosevelt High School, there's no limits. Now that you finally go to Roosevelt High School, you can actually do exactly what you used to do in a regular school, but it's better because you're on your own, basically. In conclusion, I wanted to know that this is everybody's thoughts on Roosevelt High School. My name is Antonio Lewis.
My name is Patrick Parham.
My name is Casey, also known as Knowledge McGee.
My name is Eric Jackson.
And we out of here.